Welcome to the Pain Relief Path Podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Welcome back to Pain Relief Path. My name is Dr. Pan Zhang, and I am a chronic pain coach. So one of the biggest challenges that my clients have is getting into an exercise program or a routine. The biggest reason why they want to get out of pain is that they want to start moving again. They want to be more active in their life. They want to be more active in their family's life. And to do that, they want to start an exercise routine, which is fantastic. It's great. I love hearing that they want to do that. But most of the time when people talk about this, they're like, ugh, I dread this. I don't want to do it. I don't know how to do it. Last time I tried exercising, I was in bed for a month. Like, I can't do this. And I get it. You have tried exercises. You've tried exercise routines probably dozens of times, only to be met with flare-ups every time. Sometimes just a couple of days, sometimes a month. It can be really, really disheartening. I totally get it. But here's the deal. When you have been dealing with chronic pain for a long, long time, exercise does not look like exercise maybe from when you didn't have pain. Or it's not, if you go to a gym, it's not going to look like an exercise routine like you see everybody else doing, right? It's not going to be 20 minutes of cardio and then 20 minutes of weightlifting if you have not set foot in a gym for 5 years. It's not going to be how you do it, okay? Chronic pain, this is all about slowly breaking out of old patterns. When you jump the gun a little bit too much, too fast, that can really send alarm signals to your brain and your body and say, whoa, ho, 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 this is bad. Remember, your brain and your body ultimately are trying to protect you. When you introduce something too fast, too hard, your brain and your body is going to recoil. That's when you get a flare up. Okay. So one of the things that I always tell people is that one, exercise does not mean you have to build up a sweat. Okay. It does not mean you have to be drenched at the end of your hour exercise routine. If you're just getting started on this path, exercise might mean a 5 minute walk. It just depends on where you're at. Everybody is so different. I'm not going to prescribe everybody listening a general exercise routine, right? Because if you've been in chronic pain, you can either be at the stage where you haven't been able to get out of bed to move around the house without a lot of pain, or you've been in pain, but you've been able to walk a mile or two, but haven't been able to get past that mile or two post, right? So exercise is going to look different for everybody. The biggest thing I want you to take away from this is start pushing slowly. Start going just a little bit more at a time, right? So let's say you are somebody who, you know, just getting out of bed, walking around the house is really difficult for you. Or if you're not that person on a day-to-day basis, but you're in a flare-up right now, this message is for you. This routine is for you. So slowly getting back to normal. So let's say you can really only tolerate being on your feet for 3 or 5 minutes at a time. What you want to do is start slowly adding maybe 1 or 2 minutes at a time. And that is your exercise routine right there. That's it. That's all you have to do to start. What I usually tell people to do is start increasing just a little bit for about a week. Once at the end of the week, take stock and say, okay, am I able to do this a little bit more comfortably now? Let's say you started the beginning of the week at 5 minutes of walking. Now at the end of the week, you're up to 7 minutes of walking. You've increased maybe like a minute and then a minute and a half and then 2 minutes. At the end of the week, at 7 minutes, it's like, okay, well, now I feel after I do 7 minutes, I feel kind of like the same as I did when I did 5 minutes. Perfect. That means next week you can add another minute or 2 minutes in Scope for 9 minutes. However, if at the end of the week, at 7 minutes, you're like, you know, I can do this, but it still really causes me to flare up, I'm really still struggling at 7 minutes, then stick to the 7 minute mark for another few days or another week. It really just depends on how your body reacts. Okay. Another thing is, remember, exercise is not out to get you. Listen to your body. Okay. And be patient. That is the hardest thing with chronic pain. You just have to be patient. Okay. Now, same rule applies. And we call this pacing. Same rule applies if you are somebody who wants to go from walking 1 to 2 miles a day to being able to do a 5K run, right? Maybe in 6 months or so. So if you are one of those people, what you want to do is start with that 1 or 2 miles. If you're just walking and you want to start running, I would stick with that 1 or 2 miles and do maybe 10 minute walk to warm up, and then do a light jog for just 2 or 3 minutes, and then walk the rest of your time. Okay. And again, this might look different, very, very different for you. And that's why I coach, is because this is not a one size fit all program when you are working with chronic pain. Okay. And I will help you create an individualized program based on your goals, where you are now, and basically where you want to be, and your tolerance level and how your body reacts. We'll touch base every week, and that is key. And then the support as well is really, really key, because it's really easy. If you push just a little too hard, too fast, and you find yourself in a flare up, it's really easy to just throw the baby out with the bathwater and just be like, I'm done. I don't want to do any of this anymore. And then you fall back into your old patterns. 6 months later, you get a little bit more motivation and you're like, you know, I want to try that again. But then you go a little too hard, too fast again, and then you're back where you started. Does that sound familiar to you? Yeah. Okay. And that is where most of my clients start. And that is the journey that most of them have been on up until they start coaching with me. Okay. So if you have any questions, shoot me some comments below, please. I love hearing from you. And then also, I have a free 5-step guide to just getting on the path, just getting started. The link for that is below as well. And feel free to sign up, and I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Have a great, wonderful day. And if you are somebody who is looking to start an exercise program, just remember, go slow and listen to your body. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope that you were able to feel empowered, educated, and encouraged to find your own path to your pain-free life. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe and tell a friend who you think would benefit from this as well. If you want more information, I'm giving away a free 5-step guide to start your pain-free path. All you have to do is go sign up at painrelieffpath.com/5-steps. Thank you for your time, and looking forward to seeing you on your path.